Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show live on Christmas Day, as I've done every day, every Christmas Day since 1997. And I'm very glad to say that we have our good friend Bob Dillenschneider back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is the founder and the chairman of the Dillenschneider Group, the author of so many books, I can't see over all of them here in my studio, including Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, including Moses, CEO, and others, so many others that he's written, folks. And he is one of our longtime Brain Trust members and one of our good friends, Bob Dillenschneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a great privilege to be here on Christmas Day, and to all your listeners, your many listeners, I wish them a Merry Christmas, and of course, to you, Jim, for all you've done to donate personally money to so many worthwhile causes. It's amazing what you've done.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Bob, and I know the work that you do too, and me and my audience wish you Merry Christmas right back, Bob. Last night, I'm sure you went to Christmas Mass.
I did.
Tell us about that. Tell us how you were moved. What did you get from the Mass last night?
Well, there was a lousy choir. There was a lousy trumpet player. There was a lousy violinist. But the spirit that came through all of those people.
So you get it honest. Folks, whatever we have here, you get it honest. Go ahead, Bob.
But the spirit that came through at the midnight Mass was just unbelievable. And the attitude toward our veterans, toward our homeless people, toward making life easier for those who need it, it was right there. And believe me, the entire church, when we filed out, left just feeling a little bit better about life and themselves.
What do you think about, give us, as a Catholic, the Pope was recently named the most important person of the year.
The Pope made Time Magazine's cover.
Yeah, what do you think?
And well-deserved, because what he does is, he's not negative, he's not like this guy Snowden, he's not like some dictator. What he is he's injecting hope, he's injecting possibility, he's injecting help your fellow man, he's injecting reach out to those people that need the help. I was with the Pope in Castel Gandolfo a number of months ago, and he walked down a line, not of VIPs, the VIPs were there, he walked down a line of people who had infirmities, who needed physical help, who had difficulties.
So he walks the talk.
He walks the talk. He's the real stuff. And this guy is really something. He is changing the world, not just for over a billion Catholics. He's changing the world for everybody.
Well, I have to say that some of the things he said recently gave me pause, but I am couching it in from his perspective and the world he came from, but also I am impressed with his values in terms of how he behaves. I mean, he's apparently, you know, refused some of the perks that past popes have had. I was told that he demoted or fired or did something to a cardinal who was taking a few extra perks. I guess you probably know about that.
He's doing the right thing. He's cleaning up the Vatican Bank. He's living in a two-room apartment. He's driving a Ford automobile. He walks.
Whoa, the horror, a Ford!
So he's doing all the right things, believe me.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out over time, won't it?
I think it'll work out very well, because I think that people are looking for leadership today, and this man reflects a level of leadership. That's one of the things we're going to need in this country going forward in our next president.
One of the things I'd like to give him an assignment, Bob, if I could. I'd like to ask him to reach out to the mainstream Islam and take them by the arm, bring in the Jewish community. Let's go arm in arm, Christians, Jews, Islam, whoever else will join us, and let's find a way to be more tolerant, and let's give moderate the moderate mainstream Islam a little bit of more courage to speak out against the people that are causing so much trouble around the world. What do you think? Wouldn't that be a good job for him, for the Pope?
I think that's a marvelous idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. I have a main line to the Pope, so I'll make sure that
I know you do.
But the folks, idea for blessing
game. Let me tell you something, folks. He's not teasing when he says that. I've been a beneficiary of that main line myself. But no, Bob. I mean, and I'll tell you what. I'll go there. I'll stand. I'll take the first punch. You can too. I'll take the first bullet. Let's put our money where our mouth is. We need to find a way. Can you imagine what planet Earth could do for its inhabitants, for as even if Schumacher for the passengers of spaceship Earth? Can you imagine what we could do if we weren't fighting people who are trying to hurt us for no reason?
It would make
Bob.
A tremendous statement, and the Pope is the guy to lead the way. We're trying to get the Pope to go to the World Economic Forum in Davos this year.
Wow!
And to have him broadcast from Davos to the world. So if that happens.
But Bob, I have to tell you, I'm gonna be a little hard nosed about this. It's not going to help if he just speaks to the world leaders. It's not going to help if he just speaks to Catholics and Christians and Jews. He's got to bring in. He's got to get to know. He's got to associate with Islam.
He's got to get out of the Arab street. I completely agree.
We've got to have the moderate Islam. Moderate Muslims, we've got to get those people feeling the courage, feeling that they're going to be disenfranchised if they don't speak up about the people in their faith who have basically hijacked their faith, Bob.
That's exactly what has to happen, and we have to put the terrorists over in a corner and shut the door.
Yeah.
And get them behind us, and the Pope can help do that, so I'm all for that.
If we could manufacture, promote, grow, export tolerance... Isn't that the message for today, for this day of all
tolerance
days?
Tolerance and inclusion. We got to get them both going. I completely agree.
Yeah,
I'm very happy to tolerate anybody out there as long as they do the right thing.
You and I are the beneficiaries of a lot of tolerance, aren't we, Bob?
Yes, we are. Believe me. Here on Christmas Day, I think all your listeners are going to be tolerant when they get the gifts they're going to receive.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, what's your new book project?
I just finished a book. It's just out. It's called The First Critical Years of Your Life, and it's about how young people can get jobs.
Right.
Because
well, make sure
people are having a hard time.
Make sure I get my copy. Bob, hold on to that thought. DylanSchneiderGroup.com is Bob's website. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy the music.
Round yon virgin mother and child.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.